welcome to What's Your Spark, the podcast where we discuss all things careers. I'm Gracie and I'm joined here by...
Matthew.
Oh, we've got such good topics today and we'll even be answering some listeners' questions.
I've got you sorted. Gracie has got you sorted. We are together. We are in this together.
We are the It Girls.
Exactly.
Well, Matthew, enlighten us. Give us a quick rundown of who you are, what you do.
Well, my name's Matthew Kavanagh. My famous uncle is Brad Kavanagh, who's from House of a Nimbus. Like, I feel like that's my call to fame. Yeah, you already know. I am a media mogul myself. I am a CEO of a production company named Guy with a Weird Eye. I also host a lot of different shows online as QLMB. However, Gracie, it's now your time to shine in a way. What do you predict? What is your call to fame?
You're a bit like Handy Manny, you do everything.
No, you're not wrong.
I just work in a pub and do TikToks.
No, doing TikToks still is like a big thing. Like, you know what I mean? That's career based.
I could be a TikToker.
I can see you being a massive social media influencer. I can see
Thanks.
It. Yeah, I can see it happening. Don't worry, girl.
Well, it's time for us to move on to a question. So, Matthew, question one. What is your dream job?
Honestly, you make it sound like it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I love it. My dream job. Oh, that is a tough one. I feel like my big like dream job, I've obviously started my own production company for like a big reason. I love making like stuff to like entertain people, you know, kind of, I don't know, entertain, excite, and like make people get on the edge of the seat. So I think my dream job would to be like to be in a position where like I call the shots on like TV formats, on like what gets made into a TV show, what doesn't. But I have that big money budget to play with. I know you've already seen like them Mr. Beast videos, Gracie. Like, that is the type of level that I want to do. The crazy, like, what is wrong with him type of productions. Like,
that
the
man
weird.
Should have no money.
I agree that it is insane how much he spends. Your dream job, though?
Well, I'd like to say I'd love to be a music presenter, TV show presenter.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely want the... stirs things up. I think I'd be good on like Big Brother.
Ooh, yes, that's a good show.
I love the drama. I do. I would be like Gemma Collins. I'm all for drama, anarchy in the UK. My dad literally says to me all the time, he said to us since I was little, you are going to cause anarchy in the UK. And I was like, I know I am.
No, exactly. I already know that you would set flames in the house. Like, I would like to see you on Big Brother. I'll join you. I'll be your duo.
We would slay in Big Brother.
We really
would.
No
one else would have a chance. Or obviously I would go on Geordie Shore.
Oh, Geordie Shore is just a classic. I mean, that is just a full stop. I mean, we can recreate the intro right now, word for word, but I fear that is something that...
It's probably copyright, but if you look a bullet in the dictionary, my name's next to it.
Why I? And, like, it echoes out.
Yeah,
like,
it's I love so that. Good.
Anyway, okay, we need to get back on track. Help me.
Well, our next question is, who is your inspirations? And I feel like that's a good question coming from talk about Geordie Shore.
I mean, obviously, Geordie Shore's, like, I'll be honest, kind of inspiring, like, 50% of my vocabulary. Like, you know, it's
he's
lucky.
Learning everyone.
I'm learning everything by being taught by Gracie.
You need Geordie on Duolingo.
Oh yeah, definitely Geordie in Duolingo. I feel like I would have to like keep up my day streak in order to hang out with you. I feel like it qualifies as an award. For me though, my inspirations, if you have to say, I'm gonna be honest, I mean, I am a big fan of camp entertainment, which is kind of a double-edged sword, which we'll talk about in a bit. But I honestly am a big advocate for the one and the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Radio 1 Breakfast Show fame, Nick Grimshaw.
Oh, my goodness.
That man. Oh, he's so funny. He's amazing. He's electric on air. And for some reason, he just has all the latest gossip on, like, all the celebs.
He knows everything.
Exactly. He was best friends with everybody. Cheryl Cole, full stop. I feel like that's like enough to like be on your CV. Like, I would put that under my CV. I don't know about you. Like,
top
that is
CV. Friends with Cheryl Cole.
Exactly. You know, presenter, casual producer, Cheryl Cole Bezzy. That's that's my kind of lingo. I like it.
I would be getting that. That is so iconic.
You already know.
Your CV's just your list of friends.
And then just at the bottom, call me.
Give us a ring.
I mean, you were saying earlier about music TV. I have to know, music TV wise, your inspiration. What's like sparked that flame?
Well, obviously, you do already know.
I do, I'll be honest,
you
I wasn't.
You do already know. Matthew has seen the pictures of this man on my bedroom wall.
That's a secret.
My inspiration has to be Jules Holland. He's so cool. People overlook him and they're just like, oh yeah, he's just an old man on TV now. No, he's not. He's really, really cool.
No, he's a legend.
Like, the fact he was on the Tube, filmed in Newcastle.
Yeah, niche.
Points for it being filmed in Newcastle. And
why I?
They just use it.
I had to sneak it in.
Jules Holland, why I?
Him on Geordie Shore.
Crossover. But yeah, he was on the Tube. It was Newcastle. It was like brand new, a new way to do TV. This man, he had no experience on television. He was in a band and they were like, yeah, let's put him on TV. So they put him on TV and they used to swear. They used to make innuendos. They used to like get away with murder, and then they used to have to go and write the reply all the time, which was a TV
yes.
show back then.
Yes.
And, like, they wouldn't apologise. They'd just be like, yeah. And then Jules tells a really good story when he got a letter from Mary Whitehouse after he went on TV straight after Noddy had been on, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon type vibe.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand it.
Told all the kids, be there, be not groovy fucks. Live on TV.
Live.
Mary Whitehouse, you can see our little face now going, oh my God, Jules! Oh, how dare you? So she wrote a letter and she was like, this is disgusting. You shouldn't have done this. You're diabolical. She got banned off TV for 6 weeks and he wrote back to her and he was like, yeah, I know. And?
No, that is a level of, like, low-key petty, let's be honest.
He was the OG anarchy in the UK, man.
Mm-hmm. And Grace is here to take that title back.
Just come teach me how to do it. Teach me how to do it, and I'll do it.
No, okay, now we've upgraded the CV. Now it's, like, presenter, casual producer, Bezzy's Show a Call, and anarchy in the UK.
And
we've got the tagline.
Jules.
Yeah, exactly. And with Jules Holland in there. I mean, that's the best thing for measure. That's like another one in the pot. I like it.
It's so good though that we are like best mates and our inspiration's totally different.
No, and let's be honest, it's completely different. It's like polar opposites. But again, opposites do attract.
Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
Yep, yep, yep. Your mouth is moving a lot like a rat's.
Shut it, Shanice.
Well, moving on, the next question is, do your family, like, support what you're doing? Have they put the effort in to try and understand?
Oof. That's, like, a loaded question. Like, I honestly, my family, they are enablers when
Ooh.
I tell you. No. Because when I was sat down, you know, I was younger, they were getting ready for, like, Miss Brown's Boys. They were getting ready for, like,
yes.
the BBC News at 10. Meanwhile, I was going there. I was sat right there in front of them going, that's that ident that was introduced in 2006, made by and it was produced and made, it was first aired and like, I knew my whole thing. I read it like it was a Wikipedia article. Like, I was just there reciting word for word nerdy TV history, and what did I get in return? That's amazing, you know. Oh, that's so you're so knowledgeable.
Oh my god.
That just like warmed my little kid out. Like, you know what I mean? Because obviously parents' approval, it's the best thing.
Yeah.
And them too, I'll be honest, my mum and my dad, they pushed me into becoming the media like nerd I am today. Like, it was them that properly like got me intertwined with what radio was, and then getting me into TV, and then like exploring whatever I want to do in the future. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't have asked for a better mum and dad.
That's so good. That's so sweet.
No, but speaking about not sweet, the fact that your dad kept on saying anarchy in the UK.
Do you know what makes it worse? It wasn't just my dad, it was like all of their friends as well.
Oh my lord.
There's like, I think there's about 8 kids and we all grew up together. Like, we used to go on holiday and everything, and I'm the only one to say, they go, oh, you're going to go far, you. And I'm like, am I really?
You've got the promise now. You've got like the hope.
I've got to like uphold it. I'm a bit stressed.
you're gonna have to push the hype up further.
Oh, don't. When I got my first job on radio, they were like, this is amazing! Oh my god!
Your future!
My Shayla! It was like the world, it was like Armageddon. They were like tuning into this like little radio station in South Shields. They're like, this is incredible!
She's live!
They're online listeners like increased by like triple when I got Tom there. But they've just, my mum and dad, they've always kind of supported us, and they used to force us to watch Jules Holland.
You no, best way to
will
be.
Watch The Hoot Nanny, and you will watch Later with Jules.
Oh, I am so sorry for you.
No, but it, do you know what? In turn, it has really helped us out, because I think a lot of his presenting style, I've kind of copied it.
in a professional way, you have picked it up by being influenced by other pieces of media. That's how you make it sound posh.
Okay.
That's how you get away with that.
Okay.
And listeners can take that as a tip.
Yeah. You want to be like someone, just watch it and say that you've been influenced.
Exactly.
My mum and dad, bless them, they definitely got me into music as well. The amount of, I used to scream in the back of the car when my mum used to put like Basement Jacks on. But actually,
ooh,
Basement Jacks are really good. Jamiroquai. I actually had to buy myself Jamiroquai tickets because my mum listened to Jamiroquai, and I was like, I need to go.
Taste.
So I've got incredible taste. So if anyone wants to give us jobs, if you need someone like Jules Holland who has incredible music taste, give us a job.
This is how you're going to find a job.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But lastly, we've got a listener's question, so I would like to hear our question from Harvey.
Hi guys, I'm Harvey. Absolutely love the vibes of the podcast. And my question for you guys is, what advice would you give to people trying to get their start in the media industry? Like, you know, have you got any secrets or tips and tricks that you could share? Thank you.
Brilliant. Wow. That is brilliant.
That's such a good question. And yeah, I actually do have really good advice. You've just got to be so weird.
No, that is literally like a blueprint into being in media.
Yeah.
You have to like cringe and be weird, be so freaky. Like, you know what I mean? Show that you're down for like the weirdest stuff in media.
You've got to be comfortable covering yourself in beans in a paddling pool. Like, you've got to be able to do everything, and you've got to show that you can.
Exactly. But no, honestly, you have to be weird. You have to be just like, what is wrong with him? He's doing that right now. She is right now doing this. We need them. We need them. Make them want you in a way.
I think being from, people from Newcastle are now starting to get their rise in the industry, and this is because we're all Rajas on nights out anyways. Yeah, I think a lot more productions are actually being moved up here at the minute, and I am loving it. I am loving it. Because once upon a time, there was a lack, and you could get a job on Geordie Shore, and that was about it without moving to Manchester or London. But now they're starting to move it, and I think people are realising people from the North East are actually, like, well good.
Creative. You know, like, people who are, like, cannot be contained.
Yes. I mean, if you want a job in the media industry, just move to Newcastle. Be from Newcastle. Or Sunderland. Or Sunderland.
Or Sunderland. Or Sunderland. Or Sunderland. Watch your spark. But, honestly, to get into, like, a more serious note, this is something that I said earlier that I really wanted to touch upon. In terms of, like, being a gay man myself, and obviously you being a woman, we've both faced kind of equality issues in the media industry ourselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've now progressed so far. Like, I'm really overjoyed to say, like, I know for a fact I can easily get a job compared to another person. Like, you know, I'm not being biased.
Yeah.
And it feels nice to slowly, we're obviously not there yet at 100%, but we're slowly growing, and that just makes me happy.
I totally agree, and I think there's more opportunities now for people, especially new starts, to get into media, and you've just got to go for it.
Exactly. Again, like we're saying, be weird.
Yeah. Just seriously, do one thing a day that makes yourself really uncomfortable.
Yes.
And you'll be fine.
Just be brave about it.
That's all from us this week. I'd like to make a huge thank you to the University of Sunderland and Spark Sunderland for their continued support.
Legends.
We hope that you really enjoyed this episode, and if you want to hear more, be sure to catch us at sparksunderland.com/podcasts. The link is in our description. And until next time, take care and keep listening.
See you later.
Bye.